like seven people fucking deep, and because I like they just opened, right? And I'm like thinking to myself, now how the hell many people?
I mean,
there's no pizza sitting there. There's no entree sitting there. There's like five waitresses, so you got enough people to make salad. So I'm like going, oh my God, why am I fucking still sitting here 20 fucking minutes later waiting for my food? And Jesus Christ. So finally I'm like, I'm waiting, and stupid ass me, everybody was just waiting.
Eric.
What?
Hit the music.
Welcome, everybody. Episode 77, Eric. 77 of the Just Too Sweet Show.
Wow.
I am Big Sexy. This is my tag team partner, the bad guy right here. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. I said episode 77, man. We're getting there.
My God, yeah. Tim. We're climbing. We're to the near summit of the mountain.
We're almost A-list status.
We're getting, oh, boy.
With put it in the books.
Yeah, we're B plus. That's...
They're the only other A status right now. They made 100.
Yeah, they made 100. And AA.
Gator and Kyle quit on 50.
They quit on 50. And hey, we're A to Z. You're the show that you co-host with me.
That's getting up there. Granny's is getting up there.
Yep. Granny hit 50, what, about a month ago?
I think, yeah, they're up there.
They're up there. A to Z. I had a little hiatus back in the fall. But you know, that qualmed me from getting to 50 early, but no. We're actually going to be doing a 50th episode in 2 weeks, of the A to Z program, special 50th. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, 77, Tim. 77.
77 episodes of wrestling nonsense. And
keep
talking. I have to share it out. I'm sharing out the show. I'm not ignoring anybody.
Well, the thing is like, you know, so many shows start up and you know, don't. And I'm not saying for whatever reason or not, but I mean we've stood the test of time here. We've really, I mean, especially with the Just Too Sweet Show. I mean we've pioneered a new era of wrestling talk show, and I'd like to thank every fan, you know, who still believes and it's still real to you, and
our fellow kayfabers,
and you know we'd like to. Especially think Jim Cornette.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
That's going to be our first subject. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those shows where if you're watching, you want to talk about something, let us know. This is what we call the winging it episode. Winging it. So we have a couple news items we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're going to wing this one. So if you have something you want to talk about, by the way, Terzio, if you're watching, I know you always want to bring up stuff, so
yeah, we'll talk about Bruno Sammartino or Argentina Rocca or whoever the hell you saw back in '61,
back in Wahoo McDaniel and fucking Playboy Buddy Rogers is your friend. We know. We'll talk about all of it. But Eric, let's say speaking of 100, now me and you were bullshit the other day talking about that we think we can get Jim Cornette on this show.
If
you can get your top three guys for our 100th episode, who would they be? That's what I want to know. Jim Cornette might not make it, but he's probably going to be realistic.
I would love to have Cornette.
I would too.
I would actually like to have Kevin Nash.
As much as I love him, we can't pay him.
No, because that's the thing. He's a greedy fuck. He's
all about the money.
He's all about the money. Which, hey, you know what? You got to make a living. I get it. I would also like to have, honestly, to be honest with you, before Kevin Nash, and I think he might do it. I mean, if with the proper persuasion and channels, I would love to have Waltman on X-Pac, because dude, he is a cool guy to converse with, man. You ever watched any of his podcasts?
That's interesting, and he has no affiliation right now with WWE.
No.
So it's possible. Anybody with any affiliation with WWE is not coming on a show without permission.
No, no, never. And Grumpy Brett can't come now because he just signed another lucrative. I wonder if they're going to screw him now because he decided, didn't he? Well, but we'll probably.
And he was supposed to be with FTR in AEW, be in their mm-hmm. corner. And all of a sudden, boom, he screwed them.
He screwed them.
And re-signed with WWE, which is kind of shocking.
It is. And that makes you wonder what's really going on over there. Why Brett? I mean, Brett's not a stupid dude. He would have stayed if it was. And Cody Rhodes jumping. Something suspicious going on here, dude. I think. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think they're going to make it.
AEW?
Yeah, I think they're probably going to either scale down to one show.
Well, that'll be our first news item then. I don't know if you're aware. Tony Khan's big announcement last Wednesday was the fact that they have joined officially with New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, wow.
And they're having their first shared pay-per-view in Chicago at the end of this month or in May when Raul the Fact Checker comes on, we'll find out. Okay. But yeah, so they have and then the owner of New Japan came out, and then whoever, see, again, I'm not big on the independents in New Japan, but whoever the new leader of the Bullet Club is came out and okay. announced that we're coming and this and that. So now you got that. So that's good for them. It's probably good for wrestling too. I knew he'd pop in. Terzio.
Hey, Terzio.
I know you probably got the Met game on your peripheral if they're on right now. But we were just saying how this is a wing it show. So feel free to start throwing out your questions, Terzio.
Anything you want to know, Terzio, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. We have to get you on this show too, by the way. I hope you have the right equipment. You have a microphone and a camera. You should come on.
The CB radio, anything I can rig up.
You probably got Terzio. A ham radio.
Yeah. Or walkie-talkie.
Or smoke signals. Something like that.
Light a beacon.
But yeah, so as far as that goes, I mean, that's a good move for AEW being partners with New Japan. People fucking love New Japan.
That's crazy, right? How it's gone. I mean, I think it's great. I think it's great that it is. But it's. I remember back in the day, like the only time I would see anything about Japan, which you saw a lot of, was the wrestling, the After magazines. They were, you know, but it was fun because you know the American guys would be over there with the Japanese guys, and you had your Tenrus and your. Antonio Inoki's and Giant Baba, like they were the big names back then. But
no, none of them ever really made a big, like us going there, our stars going there always make a big splash. None of them ever really made a good splash over here, though. None of them really ever made a big difference or anything.
Only one was the Great Muta when he had that NWA WCW run in 89, 90. Like he was pretty over back then. And he was about the biggest one, I think.
Here we go. Terzio. This might be Tuesday Terzio. You never know. You guys get a chance to check out Junior Seals? No, I didn't get a chance to see that. Why? It's he didn't get a. Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, but he went early. Like, he went before it became like this huge. Like,
and why
like,
why didn't he get a plaque back in the day, if that's the case? Terzio, you can fact check that for us. One of the other funny things, Eric, I read this week. Not sure if it's 100% true, so don't. Mm-hmm. Kill the messenger. I read something what was supposed to be a blog from Cody Rhodes, speaking of, why him and Tony Khan all of a sudden didn't really get along. And he pretty much put it on himself. And if this is the case, then yeah, he's kind of a big douche. He claims that years ago when AEW first started, Tony Khan sent him out to CM Punk and made a lucrative deal. But Cody Rhodes did not want CM Punk there because it took away from him. It took away from him and his story, and he was being selfish. So he would tell CM Punk, if Tony Khan was offering $20 million, he would tell CM Punk, oh, he's offering you $7 million, knowing CM Punk would turn it down. Then he would go back a couple months later, offer him $22 million. Well, he's up to about $8 million. That's about it. And they would be like, CM Punk would keep saying no. And Cody Rhodes admitted he did this on purpose because he did not want CM Punk taking away his thunder as far as being the new head of, you know, the AEW guy. That's kind of a dick move.
It is, if it's definitely true.
I can't say it's true. I was trying to find out the whole story, but I did read that this was a big part of an interview he did. Mm-hmm. And this is why him and Tony Khan kind of got into it, and this is why he left.
Oh. Well, I mean,
it also makes sense that CM Punk comes in a few months later, Cody Rhodes is gone. I mean, it could be true. It could not be true.
But, you know, don't they hype up that stupid Kenny Omega so much? Wouldn't he? What is he not the main star? I mean, I guess not.
Well, he's been out. He's been out hurt. Yeah. So he's been gone for a while.
Of course he's hurt. You know.
Yeah. So, but I mean, what do you think that does for Cody Rhodes then? I mean, that's kind of it's a douche move.
If it's true? Well, if yeah. It's true.
Like that's old school, you know, bullshit.
Yeah, I can see Vince liking that. I can see Vince liking that. And I can see that adding to the WWE, his WWE stock to get there. But yeah, no, I got to say, probably bits are true. Did Cody and CM Punk face each other at all when they were in the AEW? No?
No.
So
well, Cody Rhodes also, I guess, to prove to people that he wasn't going to be like, you know, book himself as the champion, he lost a match very early on saying that he cannot challenge for the AEW World Championship ever again. I guess that was his way of saying, look, I'm not going to be like fucking back in the day and just book me and book my friends to be all the champion. This is why the Young Bucks have only had a short title run. This is why he never got the world title. He did get the TNT title, the brand new title they made up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess that was to feed his ego a little bit.
Huh. Well, you know, the wrestling business, okay. When Vern Gagne owned the AWA, he always had himself be the champion because he knew that nobody, he wouldn't, as champion, he could rely on himself. Fritz Von Erich booked himself as champion. Eddie Graham booked himself, and then he booked Dusty Rhodes because Dusty had a share in the company. He knew he wouldn't. Or maybe he didn't have a share, but I think he did. Dusty was always over up there. You know, if you own, like Jerry Lawler, like he was always a champion in Memphis. If you book yourself to be the title holder, I mean, yeah, you got to have other people do it, but if you book yourself always being the champion, and you know, I use that term loosely, booking yourself, because like you can, but you also got to ride the wave of what is going popular, like what's hot, what's not, like what's putting asses in seats. Because obviously, after a while, like, oh, wow, Jerry Lawler won his 45th Southern title. Great. You know, you got to mix it up a little bit and let somebody beat you and let somebody have a run and get some new blood in there and let some air.
And back in the day, no one knew who owned the company, who was in charge or who booked or who did this. I mean, Jesus Christ, most people didn't know Vince owned the company until he became Mr. McMahon.
No, they didn't.
They thought he was just an announcer.
Like, they did.
There's not an announcer. He's a goddamn owner. How do you not know? They really thought that fucking Jack Tunney had power.
They thought he was it. Yeah. Jack Tunney was the president. President Jack Tunney, you know.
Tunney was shit. He was a nobody.
Yeah. But it was a lot better back then when you didn't know, like, all you hear now is, like, gossip and nobody ever said heel turn, face turn, and nobody, like I get on Bert because like he's such a mark, but like we're all marks, I guess. But like Tim, you and I just watched the show back then, and then we couldn't wait for the next show to come out. We didn't have internet to be like, oh, maybe this is gonna happen. Because now it's almost like the magic is just kind of like, you know, before it was like this big fog of magic, and now it's just kind of like this little lingering mist of magic that isn't there anymore. And I think, I mean, the internet ruined everything, and there's no, we can't just sit there and say whatever. The internet ruined the world. I mean, that's the truth. It made it great and it made it suck. Yeah. But as far as wrestling,
probably the biggest invention of all time to do that, ruin and simplify and ruin the lives at the same time.
And it's exactly what happened. Now, that being said, I believe that, well, no, because, you know, there's so many bitter wrestlers now, and there's so many, like, so many social media outlets. Like, even if Vince and all them didn't break kayfabe and didn't just knock the wall down, if they kept it up, like, just maybe even a chain link fence of kayfabe, I think it would have been okay. Like, if they kept inner circles like they used to be, like back then it was what, just Pritchard, Pat Patterson, and Briscoe. That's it. You know, they were in Vince's, nobody knew anything but them. And same with the NWA. It was like Ole Anderson and Jim Ross and Cornette. If they kept it all like that, I think they would have kept some sort of aura of secrecy. But like I said, with social media, it only would have been a matter of time before some disgruntled douchebag would have been like, well, this is like Ryback, for example. Like somebody like him would have blown the whistle eventually. So, but anyway, back to booking yourself. Yeah, that's cool that Cody didn't want to do that. But it's like, I don't want, like you just said, I don't want to know that. I just want to watch the product and do whatever. Like it's.
But I think that fucking, that kind of, that shits on him a little bit.
It does.
That was a dick move.
Yeah.
Not that it's made a difference, I don't think, because listen, I'll be the first one to, you know, to jump on that bed, but Punk has cooled down a lot.
Yes.
He's cooled down. A lot of those guys have cooled down. Yeah. As far as the old WWE, you know, jumping ship coming over, all cooled down.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's the guys that were AEW from day one, which I think I saw it should have been, are really the guys who have the most heat and the most, you know, following over there. They're getting over the most. Because Moxley, they put Daniel Moxley and fucking Daniel Bryan as a tag team under William Regal. Okay.
WWE guys, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay. So Moxley's title shot is done, and now Daniel Bryan is not going to be getting anytime soon. Because Adam Page is the champ. Adam Page is going to have to fight Adam Cole, he's going to have to fight Kenny Omega, you know, all these guys coming down the pike. All the guys who are promised probably for the title run. So it's like, okay. And as far as WWE goes, I think Cody's already calmed down since WrestleMania. I think he's already cooled down a bit. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, the thing is, AEW, I think, would have benefited by really going through all the indies, the hot ones, finding some guys that were ready to go. And then, you know, slowly over time, you know, okay, hey, Jeff Hardy's coming, or Bryan Danielson's coming, or whoever.
Well, the Hardys are there too.
Or the Hardy, yeah, like, but like, dude, it just seems like they all just went there, and now it's just like, okay, so this is WWE, so this is the third WWE show. They have the fourth. You have SmackDown, Raw, NXT, and now you have AEW. It's just basically.
And we've been saying it since the beginning. It's just WCW all over again.
It really is.
You can't bring them over and push your guys, your loyal guys to the back for guys from another company. It's going to end up screwing you over in the end.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. I agree 100%. And I think, I mean, I get Kenny Omega's a good performer. He's not a great performer. Actually, I don't think he is a good performer. I think he's okay. I don't think back in the day he would have been anything but an enhancement talent. I mean, and I say that with myself included. Like, I probably wouldn't have made it past lower card putting over Christian, let's say. Maybe I would have. I don't know. I was pretty good. But I don't think he's good, but he's not as good as he thinks he is. And if he's so good, why was he never in the WWE? Why was he? I don't know, man. I just I'm not a fan. I don't know where I was going with that.
And then you get a guy with like MJF. Why haven't they pushed him yet? Because he's fucking 21 years old, though. He's young.
Yeah.
I am appreciating the fact that they're not shoving him down our throat. I love the fact that he's not getting title shots right now. You don't need it right now. The guy is the best heel in the business right now. Don't shove him down our throats. Don't give him 15 titles, you know, before he's 25 years old. You don't need to right now.
No.
The guy is so young. He's so young and so talented on the mic, and he is good in the ring. I'm not saying he's not great. He's not a ring general by any means, but he's good in the ring. He can work. But his skills on the mic and his commitment to being a dick is his talent. So I said, take him. And he came out on the other show the other day. I meant to text you on that. He talks about it. My contract's up February 2023. If Vince McMahon wants me, come and get me. Whoever spends the most money gets me. And he's not even bullshitting about it. He's like, back in the day, could you ever say something like that and get away with it?
No.
Both companies would fucking fire your ass.
Oh, 100% right away.
Not him. He's out there saying it. And he signs autographs. He yells at the people. Kids don't take a picture of him. He goes, get on, let's go get some shit over with. He's like, what kind of shirt is that? You wore that shirt to take a picture of me? You look stupid. I mean, that's the greatest thing ever.
That's awesome. That's
Sorry, but it really, really is. It's like back in the day with Piper. Piper would have been that fucking good.
He would have. And I think that he's doing the good heel thing, but with the modern day twist. He knows there's social media. He knows there's whatever. So he's like, okay, I got to make this my own way. Fuck everybody. And I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. I really do.
I said that right now, so is the second best heel right now. I got to go Roman Reigns at the moment, which is kind of shocking, but it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I don't know how many people actually watch it. I think most people tapped out on it. It's Young Rock, the Young Rock show about him when he was growing up. Yeah. I like seeing the other wrestlers, the interaction with you. I like your Macho Man, your Hogan's, your Samoans. Yeah. But I know I posted it in the page. Last week's episode, we had Rock watching wrestling, and a little kid jumps on his back and says, come on, let's wrestle. And he goes, oh, by the way. Although first he jumps on Rock's back and says, come on, let's wrestle. Then he points right to the screen and says, acknowledge me. And I said, son of a bitch, is Roman Reigns as a little kid. I started cracking up laughing.
Wasn't really him.
It was a little kid, but you're supposed to be Roman Reigns. And so Rock takes him off and says, listen, that's too big of a main event. That has to be done at WrestleMania. So maybe one day the people will be ready for that. I'm like, dude, right there, they gave away WrestleMania next year.
They did. They gave it away. That's what's going to happen.
I'm fine with it because the fucking show was funny. It was funny the way they did it. Little Roman Reigns saying, acknowledge me to the screen. I thought
I gotta catch up on Young Rock. I've only seen two, maybe three episodes of it. I haven't seen a lot of it.
It's not a great show, but like, as far as a wrestling fan, it's fun to watch.
It's kind of nostalgic.
Because because I saw you do a little bit of research too. You forget that because again, as a kid, you don't know what goes on outside WWF. You obviously watch WCW and NWA, but outside that business, those are the two companies. But they used to actually go to Hawaii. Vince used to say, anybody who wants to go work for Peter Maivia's wife and her wrestling in Hawaii, you have my permission. So all these guys used to go there and wrestle for her. And I mean, she had Bundy and Savage and I don't know about Hogan, but you know, the Iron Sheik, she had the Samoans, she had all those people coming at the wrestling for her. Ric Flair showed up a couple times. So that's like a mixture of companies there.
That's cool.
That's cool. I mean, that's part of the show that I like to see.
Cool.
So
I knew they had a Hawaii promotion. I just wasn't sure who or what. I never really got into it much or followed it. So
it was Rock's grandmother. And now right now this part of the show, his grandma's under indictment for threatening another promoter, which I don't know if that's true, if that actually happened. It seems like it did.
I bet it did.
Maybe it didn't. And then his mom's taking over right now. Okay. And she's booking the shows. And like I said, it's Rocky, you know, Rocky Johnson's jealous because Tony Atlas gets all the pins. That's probably true.
Probably was.
So it's like an inside thing where it's an inside information show. It's just a little corny, but it's still very good. I mean, that's that, and the part with Roman Reigns I thought was hysterical.
I gotta watch that. I gotta check some of that out.
And they gave it away. They gave away the WrestleMania main event next year.
That's on what, Paramount? Peacock.
Paramount? Peacock. It's on Peacock. Yeah. Yeah, definitely Peacock.
What happened? Ooh, breaking news, Tim. There's a person in custody who is a suspect in the shooting of the 13-year-old girl in Binghamton.
Oh, really good.
Oh, sorry, 10-year-old girl.
Fuck him.
A kid. He shot a kid. She or he?
I don't know. It's just a juvenile. It's a kid, so they can't release anything.
They can't release anything, but they have a suspect finally. Good.
Now, was he shot on purpose, or was it like an accident drive-by, hit the wrong person type thing?
There was an altercation, and they shot him, right?
I nothing's been released yet. I'm talking about the reward money. Remember, it was 10 grand.
Reward money was 10 grand.
It got bumped up to like 19,500.
It was almost like 20 grand, and they got a good. Fuck that guy, whoever it was, shooting a fucking 10-year-old.
A kid shot a kid.
Yeah, it's another kid, dude.
It's a juvenile. That's
why I'm not shocked.
they can't release the name because it's a juvenile. Okay, well, that's your breaking news for Binghamton, and nothing's ever better. But
to ask your boss to send the video to you because I don't know how to do that in this format. All of Georgie Animal Steel. No, we'll check it out.
What does he want? What does he want to see?
Georgie Animal Steel getting his plaque, I guess, is what he's talking about.
Well, Tim, go on about our news bits, and I'll see if I can work a little magic here for the end of the show.
Oh, see if you can pop it up. Pop it up. I don't want to get you know, in trouble with the FCC and the YouTube police and the whoever the fuck else doesn't let us do our show and have a good time.
Well, I figured out that if we're doing it for review purposes only, and we disclaim that, and they can't actually shut us down. We haven't been shut down in a while, and we've done some clips and stuff that should have been. So,
Well, Sergio, is this how about it? What do you want to talk about? What do you want us to talk about? This is your shot, man. I said we're winging it tonight. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about tonight. You can bring it up. You want to talk about Classy Freddie Blassie? We'll do it. Wing it up.
Wing it up, Terzio. Give us something to do here.
Yeah, give us something to talk about. Or anybody else out there. What do you want us to talk about? Old timers. Can't just say old timers.
No.
Give us something specific. Oh, Eric went on mute. You got to give us something specific to talk about. You want to talk about the rock and wrestling connection? You want to talk about Superfly Jimmy Snuka murdering somebody? You want to talk about whatever?
Bring it up. I hit the mute.
Yeah, you're back now. You want to talk about Georgiana Mastil? All right, we'll talk about Georgiana Mastil. I don't like Georgiana Mastil.
No, have you ever seen any of the shoot interviews?
Does he even like wrestling? Was he just more?
He just did it just for the extra money. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a fucking, wasn't he a professor at some school or some shit?
Something like that.
A principal or, I don't know, something weird. But no, but see, unfortunately, when you're a kid, you sometimes latch on to these guys and you'll end up hating them your whole life just because they fought your favorite heroes. So Macho Man was my guy. And Georgiana Mastil stole Elizabeth and cost Macho Man his Intercontinental title at WrestleMania 3.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what? Fuck George the Animal Steel and his hairy ass.
Did I ever tell you? I can tell Terzio. I can tell you something that applies to not just George the Animal Steel, but also Yonkers. Isn't he in the Bronx?
Yonkers? No, he's in Brooklyn.
You're in Brooklyn. Well, okay. So different.
Up there's Raul. What's up, Raul?
Yonkers isn't even a borough. That's just an outer rim, wannabe borough, right?
Yeah, it's not a borough. It's just like a part of the, technically a part of the Bronx, I guess.
Westchester-ish? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wrestled down in Yonkers once, and George Steele was on the show wrestling, and Bruno Sammartino was just there for to be like a personality. But I met George Steele. A lot smaller than I thought he was, unless I was bigger than I thought I was. But he wasn't very tall, and of course, he was a little older, but he was a big dude. Like, you don't get me wrong. He was a big guy, but not as big as I thought he would be. You know what I mean? I mean, he was probably 60, so he wasn't like the huge George Steele. But yeah. So I talked to him. Tim, I'm going to be honest with you. He was nice to me. He was really nice to me.
He seems nice. I just, you know.
Well, I get it. The whole, yeah, I get it.
Cost Macho Man his title at WrestleMania 3. The greatest match probably of all time ended because that jerk off pushed Macho off the goddamn top rope. And Steamboat hits him with a fucking small package. I just have my grudge. Let me have my grudge.
Raul, what's up?
Raul says, what do you guys think about the Cardiff UK Outdoor Show coming on September 3rd? Yeah, it's an interesting show. WWE going out to London. Going out to do an outdoor show. Well, not really London if it says Cardiff, right?
Oh, Cardiff, Wales, right? Isn't that Wales?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know my...
No, Cardiff's North. Cardiff's North England.
I don't know my England. Sorry.
I think Cardiff's in...
I only know Harry Potter and Mel Gibson hates them movies, like The Patriot and Braveheart.
I think Cardiff's Wales, Welsh. Yeah. I think that's what it is. Terzio, I have a surprise for you. Okay? Terzio... Acknowledge that you can hear what I say.
Acknowledge us.
Acknowledge me, Terzio. Fuck Harley Race right now. I did something better for you.
Harley Race, another dick. He looks like a dick.
He does look like a dick. Okay, Terzio, look what I did for you. Okay, I got George Steele's Hall of Fame induction speech just for you when he got inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Who's that sitting right there?
That's Stan Lane.
Boy, have we got a problem. I did coach for 25 years. I went to a lot of athletic banquets. And when I had good athletes around, I loved to talk. Tonight, we've got the greatest athletes in the world all in one room. And they haven't let me talk for 20 years. So we are going to have some fun, which is what the World Wrestling Federation is all about. I think that our generation, the group that I grew up with, has passed the torch.
It's so weird to hear him talk about it.
It was a blast. We really had a blast, didn't we, guys?
It is.
We had fun.
Hey.
Passed it on to what I think
you,
the greatest athletes
Elizabeth.
In the history of our great sport. They're unbelievable. They probably don't have the fun we have at night, or we had at night, but every day they're in the gym working up fantastic physiques. Fantastic athletes.
Got a bit of a list.
And they're taking us to another.
He does too.
Along with Vince and Titan Towers.
He should.
But all this doesn't mean anything.
It's like he wants to go to Comic-Con. He's asking his grandmother to.
Professional wrestling in the World Wrestling Federation. And that's our fans. They're the most loyal. They're the greatest people in the world.
Cool.
They haven't always been that way. I can remember years ago when it was very dangerous to go to the ring and from the ring and at times to be in the ring. They thought it was an audience participation. Nowadays, our fans are much more sophisticated. I think they're entertained out of this world. We have
that's the
Bret Hart
sports entertainment
super wrestler.
Oh,
there's the Hitman.
Shawn Michaels.
Oh,
that can do anything in the ring that he wants to do, and the list goes on and on and on.
I bet fucking Brett hated that.
Diesel.
Did they boo Diesel?
We've got a 3-foot dink. But most importantly, we have great fans, and I want to tell you what a thrill it has been for me tonight, just to let me talk. Thanks very much. It's a thrill of my life.
All right, that was good.
Well, that wasn't bad. That was short and to the point. I mean, I guess they didn't.
You know what? I will officially give George the Animal Steel a pass because it was a nice, short, good, love the business type of speech.
That wasn't bad at all.
And the fact that he acknowledged Brett and Sean, which was great. I'm sure Brett fucking hated it. I'm sure Sean loved it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure George was taking a stab at, you know, getting a couple of them riled up. So
I dug that. That was good. That was good.
That was cool.
He wants you to put on Captain Lou Albano now, Eric.
Captain Lou? All right. Well, while we're doing that, Raul. Is Raul still with us? He is still with us.
He is. I don't think we are going to do this match between Drew McIntyre versus Tyson Fury at SummerSlam. The outdoor show, but they have a beef between them. You mean in real life beef? Is that what you're talking about? Well, screw Drew McIntyre. His time is done. He was a nice COVID champion, but he'll never see another title again. I'm not a heavyweight title anyway.
No.
Because Roman Reigns ain't losing that shit anytime soon. Anytime soon.
No.
I don't even think he's gonna. I think he'll beat The Rock at WrestleMania too.
I think so. I think they'll put him over because like, well, will they?
Well, I want to see all the Samoans come out now.
I do too. All of them.
All of them. Oh, while you're looking for that, I'll bring up one more other thing that Edge's new faction, which is him and Damian Priest for the moment, and it's supposed to have a Rhea Ripley joining eventually too, is called Judgment Day.
That's their faction?
That is their faction. Or is it Judgment Night? No, it's Judgment Day. Benjamin Knight's the Dennis Leary movie.
That's right. With that was a good soundtrack. Remember that?
That was a great soundtrack. And had Just Another Victim with Helmet and House of Pain.
Slayer and Ice-T, right?
Yeah, great soundtrack. I'm not sure. Tyson Fury, though, cares. I don't care.
Nah, Tyson Fury. Nah.
I hope they don't show that. Like, I don't want to see it. No. You got Captain Lou ready to go?
Tim, we are ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the induction of Captain Lou Albano into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, there's Brett, Shane.
Thank you. Captain Albano. First of all, I want to thank everyone connected with the WWF. All my colleagues that I've been with for some of them for 40, 45 years or so. I know the gorilla well for years, the president of the Federation.
Oh, you great, skipped great ahead. Man.
Next to him, whoops. Aaron Cicluna.
Well, oh, wow, I skipped way ahead.
I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Oh, that's a news guy, isn't it? Who is that dude?
Isn't that
thank everyone connected with the WWF.
Who is that guy? Is that
my colleagues that I've
that's a news guy.
Some of them
is it a news guy?
5 years or so.
Like Sergio, who is that? That's a New York local news guy. I forget who it is.
I see yeah. Sid sitting there. I see Jim sitting there. I'm looking at Louie. I'm looking at all of them. Okay. I wanna first of all start off by thanking the lovely lady sitting here, the wife of the legendary Vincent McMahon Sr. Juanita, thank you.
Oh, Vince's mom was there.
Vince's mom.
Joe Franklin, thank you very much for
Joe Franklin. That's Joe Franklin.
I want all my good friends out there from East Coast Wrestling, Jimmy Kittner, and you've got Boogie Woogie and all the boys out there, Lance and so forth, and Cheetah Master. Thank you all for being here.
Wow.
I have my good friend and my personal manager, Barry Geiger, sitting out there. And I'm not going to take a lot of time, but I want to tell you one thing. Everyone, will you stop laughing, McMahon? Vince McMahon. Well, first of all, Vince has taken a snowball and turned it into a glacier. He's turned around and gone worldwide with the greatest sports entertainment in the world. Asia, Europe, Africa, throughout the world, the entire world. Yes, he's got tough steps to fill, tough shoes to put his feet into. He's following Vincent McMahon Sr., a legend in his own time. But I want to say he's doing a great job. He's on the right track. He's worldwide. He's expanded the Worldwide Wrestling Federation into a legendary sports mecca. I mean, I don't know what to call it. The greatest entertainment in the world. That's it. Now, once again, I'm looking over there at his son, Shane. I want to congratulate him on his recent marriage. God bless you, Shane. His lovely wife.
Thank you.
Linda, who is the backbone of the organization, believe it or not. Don't let Vince tell you otherwise. Huh. Poor woman needs psychiatric care for living with him for whatever it is, 35 years. And also, I want his lovely daughter, Stephanie. Getting back to my family, sitting right here, my four children, their spouses. We have 11 grandchildren.
Whoa.
One on the way to
whoa, 12, Cap.
A wife under psychiatric care again for being with me for 44 years. You know she's got to be whacked out. I want to thank everyone here in the Hall of Fame, somewhere along the line, I've been with. I'm looking down there at the guy with the beard, and I can't stand people with beards. Take a look at him. Handsome Jimmy Valiant. Johnny Valiant. I managed them two-time world champions, tag team champions. Then you turn around, Arnie Scullin. All right, I mentioned your name, Arnie. Look at Johnny Rods next to him. The guy's got his head shaved.
So Johnny Rods.
You're not impressing anybody. I tell you what you could do, but I don't want to say it out here. I took Johnny Rods to Vince McMahon, broke him into the wrestling business, took him and SD Jones, and introduced him to Vince McMahon, Senior the Legend. Then next to him is the big Hawaiian boy, Don Morocco, led him through an intercontinental belt. Then you got my main man, Mahalo, Superfly Jimmy Snuka, can fly, baby, to put it all together.
Next it's to Scott Pettengill.
Todd Pettengill. Then you've got the Tom Brady. I better be quieter. I won't be here too long. He's ready to get the hook as it is now. Then we come back to lovely Mrs. McMahon, Shane. And next to them, we're congratulating the champion out there, Shawn Michaels. You're doing a great job. God bless you, Shawn. Keep up the good work. Okay? You're really putting it over, brother. But then there's another champion sitting up here. An Intercontinental champion. A three-time world champion. A legendary family. I know his mom, Helen, and I know his dad, and what they have to put up with the Hart family, with Owen and the other, that other moron cousin or brother-in-law.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
You're truly a legend. And next to them is Pat Patterson. Here's a man that I caused to retire. I wrestled him for the Intercontinental belt, and the guy quit. I mean, after that, he said, I can't. This guy's a bum. I can't wrestle him. Then we're getting back to Baron Miguel Cicluna. Of course, the Gorilla. I know the Gorilla well for years, the president of the Federation. A great, great man. Next to him, Baron Cicluna. Blinking, makes all kind of noises. Guy's a nervous wreck. Warrior, okay. I'm not insulting him. Guy can't see. I looked at his glasses. You can light a fire. He and King Curtis were champions. But I want to say, on a serious note, there's one man, and one man alone, that I want to thank for everything, for raising my family, my four wonderful children and their spouses and my grandchildren, my wonderful wife, and it's one man, Vincent McMahon Sr. Vincent hired me 1952. I'm the second oldest guy here, except for Arnold Skolan. He's over the hill. Forget about it. 65, Skolan's got to be 85, so we'll forget that. He turned around and hired me. Always was like an older brother. I wasn't the best, I'm telling you right now. I had a little problem. I participated in alcoholic beverages at times. And he came to me some 12 or 13 times and said, Captain Lou, you're fired. A couple of days later, he'd call me back. I'd come back begging him, Vince, would you please take me back? And he said, all right, come on back and stop drinking. Now, I know he's up there with my mom and dad and the good Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. I know he's right up there looking down saying, Captain Lou, have you stopped drinking? Well, I promised you, Vince, and I've said this before, you heard me. I'll never touch another drop of scotch as long as I live. And Vince, I've kept that promise. You hear me? But I was drinking a gallon of vodka a day and he couldn't smell it. So I turned around and I gave up the vodka. I gave up the scotch. Occasionally I have a few wines, all right? What do you want me to do? Nothing? I cut down smoking? I don't do anything. But I want to tell you on a serious note, to be a son, if you stop laughing, I'm talking serious here. It's not a good thing to drink.
Vince doesn't even want to be there. Look at him. He's like, why did I do this? Ah, Hall of Fame.
That's probably why later on he's like, don't talk about me.
Yeah.
Now,
this ruined it all.
On a sincere note, Vince McMahon Sr., God bless you and your family for giving me the opportunity to do what I've done. This, to me, is greater than an Emmy, greater than an Academy Award. I feel so good, so proud, so fine, and so elated to have been with the WWF for over 44 years. God bless you, Vince. Woo, I feel good, brother. I feel good.
Wow. That's Tim, I've never seen that. Have you?
No, I never saw it before. That's pretty cool.
I didn't know. I mean, I knew he was in it. I just didn't know. I didn't know all this happened. We might have to go revisit some old early Hall of Fame. Like,
and all these guys are. It's all during the '90s. It seems.
Yeah, that had to be 96, right? Because Shawn was the champion.
Bret Hart, three-time champion already.
Yeah, three-time champion already, and Freddie Blassie was still alive.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Hey, is Vince's mother still alive, or did she finally pass away?
I think by now she'd got to be gone.
Wow.
The impact of one thing, like, yeah, well, I agree. The only person to give this out to was Cody Rhodes, but he's not beating Roman Reigns.
Not yet.
But he better not beat Roman Reigns. Let me put it that way.
I think it'd be great if he did. I think it'd be a total coup if he did.
It would be. I just don't. We talked about him. He's a lot better than what he was.
But he's not as good as what he could be.
Yeah, he's not that legend in his own mind yet.
No, he's not. He's not. Listen, dude, he's not Dusty Rhodes.
No.
Goldust, I kind of feel, had a bigger impact than him.
Just two, boss. Just two. We showed two clips.
two clips. That's it. And they were for review and historical purposes only. And we were allowed under the Kansas City Act of 1972 to view and with discretion and in minimal involvement by virtue of Vladislav Smitaradek, who was the second secretary under Nixon.
Exactly. Exactly what it is. And then Sergio McCaptain like five times. Okay, you met a lot of the old guys.
Wow.
Eric, you got five Friday. Five.
How did we get five Friday? They're all public domain. They're all duty free, I thought.
Guess not.
Wow, wonder what it was. Tim, I hope it wasn't a couple of our favorite songs, because we made some new music taste there, didn't we? Like
probably all the songs that we liked.
Probably.
Rockabilly nonsense.
Rockabilly nonsense. It was so good though, boss. You have to admit, we were having fun. Oh, you know what I bet it was when they showed Elvis? I bet when they showed Elvis, somebody got butt hurt.
Oh, the movie, all the clips of the movies and stuff. The Three Stooges.
The Stooges, I bet that's what it was. Yep, I bet that's what it was. God. You break. Know, have a sense. Doesn't anybody have a sense of humor anymore? I hope Johnny Depp wins this trial and everybody fucks off and everything is lightened up. It's these copyright things, like copyright. My God.
As long as you don't make money off it, we should be able to show it. We're not making any money off it, so we should be able to show it.
I mean, I can't even copyright my cat's ass. And these guys, I get in trouble for listening to rockabilly music.
Can you try to copyright your cat's ass?
Jack, can I copyright your ass?
I would love to see that.
She just went, meh.
So that's a no.
That's a no. Because you don't want to be around what comes out of that ass, because I'll tell you what, it will wake you out of a dead sleep.
It's true. Well, Terzio, that was pretty awesome. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Like you said, we may have to watch a bunch of those now. Go back and watch a couple of the old. You know what, man? I regret this so much that Andre was dead. Andre's speech would have been the worst / best thing probably you ever heard.
100%. 100%.
Worst because you can't understand the fucking word he says, but the best because he probably had some funny ass shit to say.
Yeah. So, I mean, and how drunk would he have? Well, I mean, he would have taken him. It would have taken him like 9 hours to even get buzzed, but it would have been great if he was like
fantastic.
And listen, who's going to go up and stop him? Like, exactly. Is anybody going to go up and tell him to shut up? No, I don't think so.
Andre, 2 minutes. Shut up. That would have been the end of it. All right, Andre, as long as you want to go,
let me talk.
That would have been great.
It would have been so great.
Yeah, that's going to be. And Macho Man never got a speech. Think about that right now. All the guys who had passed away who never got a fucking speech. Macho Man would have been fantastic. Ravishing Rick Rude would have been fantastic.
Would have been fantastic.
Mr. Perfect would have been fantastic. Oh, my God.
Well, there's a couple more that were pretty good that didn't get a.
It's just tons, dude.
Savage is the one that really, like, I got to be honest, Savage. I so wish he was alive.
Especially because we got stupid Lanny Poffo instead. It really makes you think, wow, I wish Randy could have accepted that.
Oh, yeah, the bitter piss pot who doesn't even live in the United States anymore. Like, come on.
Boss, that's a bad one. That's a bad one. Are we allowed to mention this? Oh, this is pop culture. We can mention Chris Benoit.
We can mention Chris Benoit. He's part of pop culture. He's he murdered his family, so he's a pop culture icon now.
Oh, we got conspiracy theorists out there saying no, he did not.
You know, and there's actually people that have, like, I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, there's like semi compelling evidence that, like, he didn't. Like, it makes you, like, for a minute just go like,
boy, if he didn't send the texts out, I would give that a little thought. But he did send texts out saying, you know, him acting really fucking strange.
Yeah.
Plus he was a nut up until that time, so he did it. I'm not gonna fucking get into it.
Yeah, and his behavior leading up to it, they all said was like just not.
It's crazy. Once Eddie died, he was fucking off his rocker.
Yeah, that really hurt him. That hurt him bad.
Speaking of that, I know I'm promoting the other show already, but I wanted to bring that across to you, Eric. I think on A to Z, we should do the top conspiracy theories of all time and like weigh in on those one day.
Yeah, we should. We should get like the 10
Kennedy assassination. 9/11's a little sensitive, but I'll talk about it. 9/11, you know, all that bullshit that we can, you know.
Aliens, you know, what else is there? Like, you know what people think that, you know, and I'll stop here, but people think Waco was conspiracy.
Oh, the Connecticut one?
Newtown. Yeah,
Newtown. All those kids are still alive. They're living somewhere. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, there's some whack fucking people out there. But hey, what's Raul got?
Yeah, well, that's what we were talking about. I was telling Eric about that. That's the June 26th, the Forbidden Door, A&D versus New Japan. Oh, it's versus New Japan too. It's not like a mix. I thought it was a mix type of thing.
Oh, so there it's AEW versus New Japan. That's even cooler.
That is pretty cool.
I like that. I don't mind that at all. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody mentioned the A to Z program, and Steve said
it's canceled. That's
canceled. Well, sorry, folks.
We'll have to start another show called the Z to A program.
Z to A. The Z to A hour.
Just to get around that.
Yeah. Because by signing the contract with Farachi, I forfeited my rights to my name.
Billy Graham alive?
No, Billy Graham, I believe, passed away. Oh, Superstar Billy Graham. Yeah, Superstar Billy Graham.
That dude. Yep.
He's still alive. How, though?
How he's still alive, I have no idea.
Between the meth and the steroids, I mean, that like, this guy.
A walking fucking steroid.
I mean, the steroids or the meth alone could have killed 6 people that he's done, and he's still alive.
Raul's upset that A to Z was canceled. See, boss, you're pissing off the viewers.
See, look at, yeah, you're, boss. You have no idea the weight I carry here. Like I bring the noise, dude. You can't cancel me.
The sizzle.
Triple H gave him a nice introduction to the Hall of Fame. Who, Terzio? Billy Graham.
Superstar Billy Graham.
Yeah, because Triple H understands that these guys need to be acknowledged, and Tim. You brought up something at the beginning of the show, and I didn't get a chance to ask you because we got too much into something. We got cooking, but now I got a chance to ask you this. You talk about ring generals, and I'm gonna lie to you. The first word that comes to my mouth is I'm not laughing at what I'm saying. I'm laughing at what the boss just said. They'll find the truth on 30 for 30. The deposit story. That's beautiful.
Deposit only needs 15. 15 yeah, for 15.
Even 12 minutes and 45 seconds, boss. That's all I need. But you talk about ring generals. Obviously, the first person to my mind is Triple H. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. It is. But in this day and age, okay, let me ask you the first question. Who would have been a ring general before Triple H? And nowadays...
But that's what you're gonna like, because I think a lot more guys had that ability. Your savages to call ring general basically is to call the match, keep the match going, keep the match, make it look like, you know, a sell, all that bullshit rolled into one. A lot of the guys back in the day had your savage. I'm not just because he's my favorite. Savage was a fucking ring general. Savage would call you at 3 a.m. and say, "This is what we're gonna do, brother." Hogan said it. Steamboat said it.
Warrior did too. Yeah.
And Steamboat, I would count him as a ring general. Like all those guys that can call a match, they have the match in their head. They don't, you know, tell me what the finish is. I got the rest.
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, same thing. Vince, how are we finishing? Okay, we got the rest. Any big spots? Okay, we'll throw that in there. Other than that, They handle the match great. And I think Triple H is the last one. Are there any right now?
I don't think there are.
I could say AJ Styles is probably the closest.
Ooh, good one.
The closest.
Good one.
That's what I would say is the closest right now to a general.
Good one. Boy, I would have never thought, but you're right. You're absolutely right. Now, out of those names that we went through, I've honestly got to tell you, because I've been revisiting Triple H because I was a Hunter Hearst Helmsley guy and I was a DX Triple H guy. I just dropped off after 2002. which I'm kicking myself because there's a lot of cool shit. Mm-hmm. And he really came into his own. But I got to tell you, like, as far as, like, remember how we do top tens and who's the best? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to recant a lot of stuff that I said because he might be one of the top five guys. He might be.
I've always thought that.
He really might be. He's, you know what? When he said it, he is that damn good. He really fucking is. And
he paced well. He knew how to, you know, speed up or slow down. Like, you know, that's what a ring general is. Yeah. And I said, I think he is the real.
He's the last one.
Like I said, I would say AJ is very close to that. I think he's very good at that too. He's very good at setting the pace and making someone look good and all that good stuff. All the stuff that comes with being a general.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm really trying to get my head wrapped around who else would be one right now.
You know, Randy Orton it doesn't work that way. He's not really a ring general. He's more of a sports entertainer, I think.
He just celebrated 20 years.
20 years.
20 years last night.
And this is the only company he's ever worked for, OVW and here.
That's it.
AJ, Raul agrees with us, Tim. AJ is the closest to being in. Really is. And I'm trying to think. Would like Edge just isn't really that type of guy. Like, I don't think Edge is anywhere near a ring general. Is Rey Mysterio a ring general? He's a different way, right? I mean, he's good. Rey's really good. But he's not a ring general. No, he's not a ring general.
No, I don't think he can single-handedly, like,
call
a match and change the pace and listen to the crowd. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Undertaker. We're missing Undertaker.
Undertaker, yeah, he's smart enough to know what, you know.
And that I guess that goes without saying. But no, Triple H really, I think that he kind of, like, after he came to prominence, you kind of realized what some of these guys were. And looking back, like you said, the Savages, the Steamboats, Ted DiBiase, you know what I mean?
We talk about Flair, too.
Oh, Flair, forget it.
He was a ring general. He knew how to read the crowd and change things up and know what's working, what's not working. Even though 100%. Flair himself says he only had three moves. That's fine. But he definitely was a general.
Flair could make those three moves, like, last 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Flair sells himself a little short. Yeah, Rick, I'll give him maybe six or seven moves, but still, man, maybe he had the same match, you know. But listen, how many matches did he have to wrestle? Like, dude, you didn't only work a Raw and a SmackDown and maybe a house show on Sunday, like they just did in Binghamton, by the way.
Nope, fucking every town, got in a car, drove 300 miles,
dude, and twice on Sunday, sometimes twice on Saturday. Yep. Like, dude, you were wrestling like 10 times a week in seven days. That's a lot. And I don't think these guys can handle it. And everybody's like, well, they're all proud too. Okay, wait a minute. Soapbox time. They're all proud, all these young guys, because, you know, they play video games and, you know, they got their fleshlight that they can go in their motel room and, you know, jerk themselves off and, you know, whatever. We don't go out and drink and we don't do drugs. Well, let me tell you something. If you're on the road every night of the week, driving some shitty fucking Pinto from Roanoke, Virginia to fucking Allentown, Pennsylvania, and you're riding with fucking the Iron Sheik and fucking Captain Lou Albano and all these other guys, you're going to want some fucking drugs, man. You're going to want some drugs to go to sleep. You're going to want some drugs to wake up. And then on the 18th day when you haven't showered and all you've eaten is potatoes, you're going to need fucking drugs to fucking keep your sanity. So, fuck you, all you fucking new guys that are like, oh, look at me. Look, oh, no, we don't do drugs and we don't drink and, oh, a steroid? No, I drink vegan protein powder. You know what? You guys can suck a giant cock because if you were on the road and you put through what all these guys did, don't judge these guys for doing what they did because fuck you.
That's the same too as football and all those others, you know.
Exactly.
And all these other sports that are way... I don't want to say easier now, but you know, they are.
They're way easier. They're way easier. Baseball.
I don't, you know, people with the LeBron James versus Michael Jordan thing.
Look, I don't even give a thought.
I'm not taking away his talent, but he's no fucking Michael Jordan. He never will be. And I hate the fact that I have to defend Michael Jordan.
Me too.
But I will defend him. We will not see anybody better than him ever.
No, Michael Jordan. LeBron James
can suck it with his baby ass bullshit. I can't play because of a thumb. I can't play because of my toe. It's a different time. Quarterbacks don't get hit anymore.
No.
Well, go watch footage of Terry Bradshaw getting the shit kicked out of him.
Dude.
Getting up and throwing fucking four touchdowns.
Yeah.
Any quarterback. Watch Lawrence Taylor destroy quarterbacks. And these guys got to get up and fucking do it again in the next play.
Dude, I've seen Lawrence Taylor demolish Randall Cunningham throughout a whole game. And then I see Randall Cunningham jump literally over the whole Giants line and run down the field and score. You know what I mean? It's guys like that. Like, I hate to say this, too. I hate to say this. Oh, my God. I hope my house doesn't fall in. But even Troy Aikman took some hits, like, back in the 90s. Like, he took some serious hits from some serious guys.
Yeah.
Nowadays, dude, baseball is basically Club Med. I mean, let's just be honest. Baseball is like a big soft pillow. I mean, because even those guys back in the day, I mean, they were rough, gritty ball players. Like, you know, they didn't sleep. You know, they just got out there and they hit. And now you got these guys who are in conditioning programs and they got to have safe rooms. And you know what I mean? They got to hire their nanny has to have a nanny with a psychiatrist. And it's like, come on, man, fucking what planet are you living on? Like, there's no grit. There's no grit anymore in any sports, whether it be wrestling, whether it be football, whether it be hockey's still pretty tough. You know,
well, they're not indentured servants anymore. Now you got free agency and trades and, you know, all that other bullshit.
Exactly. Salary caps and ice rinks and Zambonis and shit
just,
like that.
Now you're just saying hockey words.
I am. I'm just saying hockey words.
That means it's time to wrap it up when Eric just starts blurting out hockey words.
Yeah, it's done. We're done.
That means we're done.
Yeah,
we're going to call it there. It's a nice hour, nice rambling show. Thank you, Frank, for bringing up those Hall of Fame. We're going to have to dive into that. Maybe we'll show some more next week.
Yeah.
Let's run down what we got going on. Tomorrow
what
night,
we got, Tim?
I believe, is Granny's is back tomorrow night at his normal spot.
I think so.
Boss, if you're still here, put it in the books, is going when? I don't know when.
I thought he said Friday.
Maybe Friday?
Yeah, I thought he said Friday.
Thursday, and I am beyond excited about it, beyond excited about Thursday, is the NFL draft. We will be going live. I might be starting out by myself, so if anybody wants to join me, please join me. The boss might be a little late, but we will be going first 10 picks, 15 picks maybe. Depending on maybe the Giants do some trades, but we are going to go live. You can see our literal reaction to the picks and all the trades and all that good shit. It's probably my favorite show of the year.
You as far as football goes, the boss can't even be on for the NFL draft.
You know, Florida baseball is very weird.
They're playing baseball.
Well, his kid's been playing baseball for like 6 months now.
Oh my God!
It's like weird. Okay. It's a weird athlete. You'd ask him.
Okay, so he's got. Okay, so he's got the. Okay, so he's got obligations. I get it.
So Thursday will be the NFL draft. 8 o'clock will be on sharp. Take you through the first 10-15 picks. If I'm drunk enough or we're having enough fun, maybe we'll go to the whole goddamn first round. It's like a 4-hour show. Who knows? We'll figure that one out later. Friday. I know one show that's going to be on. This guy, and then this guy, but this guy, with the name, and then this guy. A to Z program is coming at you. Do we have a sneak peek of what we're doing?
I do know what we're doing, but I don't want to give it away. I want to have a nice surprise for everybody. So we're gonna have a show. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Let me tell you that. And I encourage everybody to join. And I'm not just saying that. I encourage everybody to join because we're gonna have a lot of fun. And this is gonna be heavy interaction. So.
Sweet.
And even if it's not, Tim and I are going to laugh our balls off. So it's going to be, I'm telling you right now, we're going to have a really, really fun show. It's going
to Friday
be-
night, Terzio. Friday night is A to Z.
Friday night.
Unfortunately, the NFL draft did bump Skyliner Views out of their usual Thursday slot, but they can go anytime they want. So make sure you look for them. They're having a lot of fun with that show. And we threw it out there on our chat that we may do a Disney draft, which I told Ashley, I think that would be hysterical.
That would be a lot of fun. I'd be into that.
Because do you break up Chip and Dale? Do you separate them? Huey, Dewey, and Louie, are they one pick or are they three picks? I think it's going to be fun. think a fun little draft to have. So look for Skyline Reviews with Ashley and Gabby. They'll be on soon too. And I believe Empire 161 will be going Sunday night. That is our Yankee show with Ed and who Eric?
Oh God, who is that? Brynhilda, I think is her name. Brynhilda is the co-host. Ed and Brynhilda.
I always ask you because I want to make sure I know.
Yeah, it's definitely Brynhilda, and it might be Hedwig. Well, I can't remember. It's Hedwig or Brynhilda. One Sweet. Of the. It's probably Either the same one. Lady. It's probably the same lady.
Either one. Make sure you watch that show. And then Monday we start all over again. Double O Deep Dive will be back, and we will be back Tuesday once again for episode number 78 as we creep and crawl closer to 100, and hopefully we can get a very special guest for that 100 show.
78.
And I think by now I think the boss has to give us like a gift. I think we need like a sponsor. I think we need a lot of stuff, guys.
Yeah. I mean, could you at least get like an orange orchard to like, is that what something. They call them?
Send us just like a fruit basket, something.
Yeah, just something. Just send me an orange or a grapefruit or something. Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Send me one apple and I'm good.
I just, you know what I want? I want a pink grapefruit. That's
there
what I
go.
Want.
There you go. Just to say, hey, we appreciate you.
Yeah, you've been here for 100 episodes. You guys are great. We know you're the best show on, but we're not going to tell Steve that. And if you don't want to tell Steve that, if you do, go ahead. I don't care.
No problem, Terzio. Thank you for bringing it up. So we wanted interaction. We got interaction. We had fun with it.
This is what we wanted, dude. Terzio, we're all about it.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Eric, any final parting words before we go?
No parting words. Great show. Glad everybody interacted with us. Thanks for doing it. See Tim and I. Well, see Tim tomorrow. Make sure you tune into the draft tomorrow or Thursday. I'm sorry. Thursday's the draft. Well, that's going to – and, guys, listen, I'm a football fan, but I'm not a huge football – I don't keep up with everything like these guys do. But I always have fun when these guys do the draft. I even get involved a little bit. I pop in.
Oh, wait. You nailed it. Boss, you nailed it.
That's it, Noel, right there.
You are officially a member of this show. Anytime you'd like to come on, because that right there is the best idea I've ever seen in my life.
That's right, Raul. That's done.
They don't have to be the real big expensive ones, boss. They could be just regular, cool, just too sweet.
Just get us a couple tag team titles
and with the fucking pop PCP on the side.
I will hang it right here.
Gift. Yeah, I'll wear mine all the time.
I will hang it right here. Show. I'll wear it to work.
Raul, you just got yourself a t-shirt, Raul. We're going to send you another one.
I'm even going to send you an A to Z t-shirt, Raul.
There you go. That was a great idea. Fantastic idea. I like that
Fantastic
idea.
Fantastic idea. I love it. But, yeah, I'm good, Tim.
All right, cool.
Like I said, join in the draft show because these guys have a lot of fun. I'm going to stop in, and I'm going to have some fun with them. And then join us for the 49th episode of the A to Z program. Keep in mind, Tim, in 2 weeks is number 50. For the A to Z, and it's going to be an A to Z, an Eric extravaganza is what we're going to call it.
I like it. I'll be there. I might wear a tux.
I think you should,
or at least a bow tie.
I think you should wear a bow tie and possibly a top hat.
I'll work on that.
Maybe one of those twirly canes.
Maybe a vest, like a cummerbund, and a top hat.
I love it. I love it.
I'll try.
And a monocle.
Oh, a monocle. I'll save that for just your sweet, the 100.
Yeah, save the monocle for the just that. That's
no, going, I think 100 is going to be Kamala. I'm going to finally get dressed like Kamala.
Okay. I'll dress like Jim Cornette. I'll get the glasses and the pink suit. And
yeah, just your sweet guys suck.
Unless he's on the show, then I won't. If he's on the show, then I'm not doing it. But
oh, yeah, of course not. Yeah, we want him on the show. We want him on the show.
Yes, we do. But anyway.
Hope he doesn't see our impression of him then.
Oh no, he loves it when people do it. He loves it when people do, because he does it himself. He'll go,
God damn.
It's so much fun, dude.
All right, 1 second, baby. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Check all our shows, popculturepros.com. Make sure you subscribe to all our shows, all our pages, our Facebook pages, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes, I mean Amazon. We're fucking everywhere.
I guess where else we are, Tim? You fist his ass.
That's right. Right in the middle. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're better than you. And we know it. Take care.